Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back to Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Back to you once again. This is Dennis.
And this is Harold.
And this is me coughing.
As you can see, this is why Dennis didn't record with us last week.
I wish that was a bit, ladies and gentlemen, but it just so happened that it works. I'm hoping everybody's doing well. You know, as Harold and Mike Koff kind of pointed out, I was sick last week. And so therefore, Lewis had to, you know, really step up, which I thought that was a pretty good episode, guys. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think for, as usual, our preparation kind of helped with that one. And yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, luckily for the both of us, we did spend a lot of time watching a lot of those events, like especially WrestleMania. So able to just flow through it really quickly. So that's kind of how we're going to be going today, too.
Yeah. By the way, thoughts, the Uso brothers. What the hell was that?
I was
actually kind of looking forward to it because they had set up the storyline so well.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. This might be fun, you know? And then, as you said in your commentary, literally the only thing that they did was like exchange moves.
Yeah, dude, it's like wrestling works best when people have like complementary movesets, not the same moveset. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of the indie matches before, it was just like, let's see how many super kicks we can throw into one match. And that's kind of how it was with the Uso brothers. And then from yesterday, apparently they're getting back together as a tag team. So we'll see.
The other comment that I had was, I know you guys enjoyed the main event on Sunday, but I mean, while entertaining, I got to tell you, like you, I think some of you were, one of you had mentioned that that you felt, I think it was Lewis talking about how you know, like The Rock was like really moving really well and everything, but I don't know, that first part of that whole thing, The Rock couldn't sell for if his life was dependent on it, dude. Like every single time he was hit, I'm like, oh, okay, I did not believe that hit at all. It was the only person that he actually sold to was the Undertaker. That was it, dude.
Yeah,
everything else.
Like, he was, well, because if you think about it, he's much bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though before, like when the hurricane punched him in the face, it looked like he almost killed him. So,
I was reading online that people were saying that like one of the ideas was supposed to be Stone Cold. Like there was really no way for, you know, for the flow of the match. While I love me some Stone Cold, you know, like unless he, you know, like the beauty of that whole segment was the fact that, you know, the light dimmed and all of a sudden you see the Undertaker. Like that's the best part of it. Like you would have added another 2 minutes of Stone Cold like walking slowly
down.
Because he can't really run anymore. So
he has to use his ATV. The other thing I was thinking about is, as much as I love Stone Cold, like you said, I think he would have overshadowed everything. Because his pop would have been so ginormous that everyone would have been like, what are we watching again? It's like, oh yeah, these freaking Cody and Roman. But like, if you get to see The Rock and Stone Cold in the ring again, people are not going to remember anything else for a second.
Like, you know, like regarding Roman Reigns, I mean, I guess the, like everybody talks about the storyline amazing and everything, but it was funny. It was the same two moves that I kept on seeing. It was the super punch that came out of nowhere like three times, the spear that came out three times, and then Cody's, I don't even know what that throw that he is called.
But, oh, the crossroads. Yeah, that's all he did.
Like the first time around where he did the three, cool, and then he did it again. I'm like, okay. It was the only thing they didn't do is do another like super kick to each other, and that would have been that wouldn't have been over
at the same time. There, it's funny because like You know how like I use TikTok a lot, and there's a trend on TikTok where people are reacting to everybody the ending of that thing. And this one girl was like, I think I want to watch professional wrestling because I've seen grown men holler in exultation of the fact that all you hear is a like a little bell ring and everybody loses their mind because they know what's coming out. And then I was like, yeah, we are Pavlov's dogs, where it's like, you know, train us into listening for something. Like when you hear, if you smell, and it's like, oh, you know what's, so we'll see. Yeah.
The last thing is Final Boss needs to leave. Like that whole gimmick needs to disappear. Like I don't like it.
I just like the shirt.
Yeah, okay,
I like
fine.
the
I'll give
merch.
you
I'll take
the
the merch.
merch. The merch, I like it, but I don't know. He needs to sell it to me a little bit more. Okay,
Yeah.
moving forward. We have a couple of pooperies. I'll start with mine. A couple of days ago on Monday, I think it was. So that was yeah. So Monday I sent a link to Harold and Lewis. Oh, by the way, Lewis is not here. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes in. By
Okay,
the
just
way,
checking.
this is not here.
Yeah, Lewis is just not being quiet. He's actually not here now.
His internet's not
But
out.
yeah. By the way, real quick. The reason why I'm up here today and not down in the man cave, my internet's been like really, really bad. We had our we had somebody come in from Spectrum. According to my wife, and yes, I say it like that, my wife, we like this the person spent 4 hours looking for the main line, like the main like cable for my house, and they could not find it. So they have to come back again next week and redo a main line. Yeah, so that supposedly it's going to be a faster and better. I don't know. We'll see. But sorry, I digress. I know. So one of the things that I sent to Harold was it just so happened to click on a YouTube link over the weekend, and it was SNL. And I got to tell you, H. I haven't really been paying attention a lot to SNL. Not a lot of people I know, aside from Michael Che and the other dude. It shows you how much I don't pay attention to it. But I have to tell you, the moment I saw the skit, I knew it was going to be viral. I sent it to you guys, and it's been the talk of the town, dude. And of course, that viral skit that everybody's been talking about. Is Ryan Gosling and an unknown guy, I'm pretty sure you know who what the guy's name is, dressed up as Beavis and Butthead. And for some reason I could not stop laughing. Do you have a chance to take a look at it?
Of course, dude. And thank you for posting that right away, because right, I would have seen it a day later on my YouTube algorithm, but if you had not posted it immediately, then I would not have seen it until like a day later. Yeah, dude. I have always given people crap about breaking character,
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, Horatio Sanz, but like Ryan Gosling. Doesn't he's not supposed to be getting passed because you know he's an actor and he's supposed to do this, but every time he's gone on, he's just ended up breaking, especially in the UFO skits. Like he could not stop laughing. Like this one, he actually kind of tempered himself, but the very first time he did that UFO skit, the guy was laughing for pretty much the whole thing. And then when he does this one, it's not even him that's cracking up for the most part. It's I want to call her Christian Shaw Jr., but I know she's not, but she looks just like Christian Shaw. So, and I think it's Chloe Finman, but yeah, it's, and this is the thing, is you can see the professionalism in Kenan Thompson, because not once does that guy even like, you know, he does like little fakes of like, hey, what's that? But he never breaks. And it's like, I know the dude's been there for literally 23 years. And you can still depend on him to be like the rock in every skit that he's in.
Well, I agree with you. I'm not a big fan of people breaking, but for some reason this time around, I actually didn't mind it. It actually made the skit even so much better for me. Like the lady that was doing the interview, very professional, and until she turned around, and I mean, he did look ridiculous as Butthead. I gotta give him that. But the fact that he started laughing that, but she started laughing that badly, I could not help but kind of she the her laughter kind of got endeared to me. So I'm gonna give her a pass on that one. But I don't know. I think like the content itself, the fact maybe the fact that Keenan, as you said, didn't really break, made it even better. But that's one of the funniest skits I've seen in a while, dude.
The girl's name was Heidi Gardner, and she's a. I know she's done commercials, but every time I see her face, I just keep thinking she's Kristen Schaal without the silly voice. So, yeah. But yeah, and the dude was, it's Mikey Day. Mikey Day has actually been there for a while. He's pretty funny, and I kind of I try to follow SNL, not as obviously not as deeply as I did 20, 30 years ago. But I when occasionally when I get the chance to like see clips, I'll take a look at them. Especially if people are like, if this one's pretty good or if this has a lot of views, I'm down for it. So, and if I
Okay.
like the host, if I like the host, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you have another potpourri for SH.
I do. This past weekend and actually this coming weekend as well. So by the time you listen to this, it's still this coming weekend. Coachella 2024 has started over out in Indio, California. Someplace that I will never go to because that seems like a nightmare to me. But
Amen. I agree. I completely agree.
yeah.
There are certain things that's not never gonna happen. I'm never gonna go to Coachella, not just because it's not my scene. I'm never gonna go Times Square, New Year's. There's certain things that I will never ever do, dude.
Yeah, and I'll never go to Disneyland by myself ever again. But with Coachella, it was like one of those. The lineup wasn't something super, super duper appealing, but there was a couple of acts where I was like, okay, I kind of want to check them out. And number one, you heard about your surprise guest showing up on Sunday night?
Olivia Rodrigo showing up for No Doubt.
No, I'm talking about the other guy.
Yeah, I can't believe the Sir William Smith actually showed up and did one of the greatest songs in his repertoire. Wiki Wiki, no, I was gonna say Wiki Wiki Mouth. Never
The
wrong one. But
wrong one. That's how
man,
good his songs are.
I gotta tell you, I saw that in my. In like on Yahoo, like on my news feed, I was like, this has to be an ad. This has to be a joke, right? But no, for some reason, I guess there was an alien theme to the performance. And they needed the Men in Black.
They needed the
And
black suits to, come down.
I mean,
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. But yeah, I didn't even know that J Balvin, who was the main performer, even who Will Smith was. So good for him, But I really was just watching it because one of those K-pop girl groups that I like was performing, and I had no idea what the schedule was, so I just clicked on the Coachella YouTube site, and it was like, coming up next, No Doubt. And as someone who's been a fan of No Doubt since 1995, I was like, you know what? I just want to check it out. And honestly, I would go to Coachella, sit very, very far away, but just to hear that, because that set was one of the best things I've heard in a long, long time. They played all their hits. Gwen Stefani is like 50, pushing 60, and she can still hit those notes. And I was amazed. And then Olivia Rodrigo did make her appearance, and then it was very, very telling that Olivia Rodrigo could not hit the same notes that Gwen Stefani did. And I was like, oh,
yikes, really?
yeah. Because Gwen Stefani has both a deep voice and a high voice, and Olivia Rodrigo has a medium and high voice. She doesn't have the low voice for Bathwater, which was the song that she did. So it's like, yeah, it was kind of interesting to hear that. Also, it was nice to see, like, younger artists paying their respects to people that they really, really cherished as a youth. But yeah, I texted Chris right away and I was like, No Doubt is performing right now. They are fantastic.
I don't know if you've seen those like reels and YouTube videos where you have vocal coaches, excuse vocal coaches responding to like performances and everything. I think you need to do the one of those, dude. Like just random.
I've seen those videos and I love those videos.
I want to do a random like Disney musical, like
Ooh.
one of the remakes that they have, and I just want you to just to respond to it. I think it would be hilarious content, to be honest with you.
I will do Beauty and the Beast. I will react to Beauty and the
Have
Beast too.
they? Oh, that's with Harry, Hermione
Hermione.
Granger, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
there
don't
you
know
go.
her name.
I want to see that because, man, I think it would be hilarious. And who knows, maybe you might like her. No,
Oh, we'll see.
that's impossible, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But the
Yeah.
reason I really wanted to watch Coachella is because this group I like called La Sarafam was performing,
Oh yeah,
and it was there.
you've been on this like K-pop
Yeah.
binge lately, dude.
Yes. And this is one of the groups, like this besides NewJeans is my favorite new group. And there's a couple of others that I like, but them because they like their songs are catchy and they have really good choreography. And so, I enjoy stuff like that. It's very 80s, 90s boy bandish stuff. So it's like fun to see them. And I wanted to see how they were going to perform in America because only one of them speaks English. And then the rest are, passing English for sound bites that you can say to the crowd, like, thank you for coming. I hope you had fun, stuff like that. And then it was one of those things where it's like, it was a good performance. But you can really tell who the two lead singers are and who the other singers are not, because their mics were turned way up and the music was turned way down. And I was like, "Ooh, some of those notes aren't being." Yeah, there's me being a douchey freaking a critic again. But it was one of the I loved it. I mean, everything was very appealing. And I was telling Krisha, I can't believe they actually let the K-pop stars use bad words, because there's like one it's like one of those unwritten not so unwritten rules that K-pop stars are not allowed to cuss out in public. Like, they're not allowed to smoke, they're not allowed to do PDA, and they're not allowed to say bad words. And then that one girl really said, are you ready to shake your bleeping butts? And it was
So,
fantastic.
is K-pop like the new like Menudo or something?
That's what it pretty much is. But then the thing is that's crazy is there's like 30 menudos. 30 menudos? There's a bunch of,
Menudai?
yeah, there's menudos. Like, there's, I don't know if that's racist. I'm sorry. But like there's so many of them and they're so good. And it's because it's literally like, with BTS and all those things, it's like there's a factory that makes these guys and then they train you from, sun up to sundown, and then you like you're dancing, and then you do vocal coaching, and then they put you on diets and stuff. It's really rough, but when you actually make it out, that's when you're actually allowed to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So these kids, they're literally kids. Well, for the most part, half of them are kids, and it's like they're here, they're in this country for only the second times in their lives, except for Yunjin, who was born here. But like the rest of them, it's like this is only their second time coming to America, and they're like it's like a complete culture shock again, and then they're stuck in, of all places, Indio, California, where the closest thing is Palm Springs, and that's pretty much all they're gonna get out of social society out there. So it's cool. And then they're staying sticking around because they're performing. I think they're performing for the NBA Finals,
Oh, cool.
because there's been a lot of marketing materials where they're wearing jerseys and it says Le Sserafim NBA, like with the trophy in the background. And I'm like, oh, they might perform for the finals,
That might
so
be
that would be kind of
interesting.
cool. Yeah,
Okay. Well,
but they, my only like my like I said, my only criticism is the vocals are just not refined, but the choreography and the stage presence, it's there. These girls are stars. So many people were like, I had no idea who these guys were until they came to Coachella, and now they're like big fans. And that's kind of how I was, where it's like, no idea who these guys were a couple months ago, or like a year ago, seen some of the things, and I'm like, oh, these guys are good. So it's like good for everybody else to be able to witness these guys come around. These girls are basically, let's see, they're like the, there's no real bad boys of boy bands. O Town, maybe? They're like the O Town of, no, that sounds bad.
Did you just call O Town as the bad boys of?
That's what I'm thinking. I was like, there's no bad boys of boy bands. Yeah, but they're like the bad girls of girl bands right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to check them out. Okay, cool. So let's go to, as Lewis would say, the meat and potatoes of our podcast over here. What are we doing today?
We're just gonna go over really quickly. CinemaCon, which is a con about cinemas, happened over about a couple of days ago, like last week. And it's basically a little gathering where people get to show off what new products they have coming up. So in general, they showed a bunch of clips from upcoming movies and then trailers for upcoming movies. And these are things that were not open for the public, but they actually dropped a couple of news things. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to talk about some of the news notes, and then we'll see how both of us feel about these things.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so the first thing we have is there's going to be a new Highlander movie.
So, first question. Is Sean Connery alive yet or dead yet or not?
I think he's still alive.
Okay, cool. So, as long as I can get Sean Connery in some way or fashion in that, I'm so down for it. I've been a huge Highlander fan.
Oh, he
Actually,
passed away. Damn it. I'm sorry. Never mind. He just
see, that's
passed
what I
away.
was saying.
I was like, I just like, I remember him. Yeah. Damn it. Never mind.
Obviously, somebody cut off his head, and that's why he's not around anymore. We did not do an in memoriam of Sean Connery.
Think we did briefly.
I'm almost positive I'll remember it.
Yeah.
There's so many Sean Connery jokes that we could do.
Yeah. Christopher Lambert is still alive.
Is he?
He can be Raiden.
Is he alive inside?
I don't know. They didn't bring him back for Mortal Kombat 2, so
I
he
know,
might still
and
be a little hurt.
I mean, it's always been a cool idea. You can't go wrong with swords, and fighting and accents. So, thumbs up to me. Can't wait.
Okay, we have a. Apparently, they're making a live action Naruto movie.
I heard about this. And as a big Naruto fan, there's no way in hell you're gonna be able to do this justice, dude. Like, with everything that's been happening in on Netflix with a Yu Yu Hakusho, with One Piece, with all these things, the best you can do is make it passable. There really is no way for them to, unless it's going to be like some sort of like major company. I'm not looking forward to this. How about you?
I've only seen like a couple of episodes of Naruto, and when I mean a couple episodes, I've seen like 20, and it's mostly just, the fighting stuff. So I don't know how the storyline itself would actually work, and I know that there's a ton of episodes. I know there's like almost as many episodes as One Piece, and it'll take like 20 years to ever, flesh out something like that. So I don't know how compressing that into either a series, a live action series, or a live action movie is actually going to work. So I don't know.
I
Not
don't
sure.
know.
I don't know why they're just the creative well has, been so dry that people are just like, hey, remember that thing you loved? Now here's a live action version of it.
Gotcha.
The next thing we have up, and this is one that seems to be just like it's aimed towards you and me more than any other people in this world,
Bad Boys
is.
4?
That's already coming out this year.
Which, by the way,
The
did you see
trailer?
the trailer for that one?
I don't know what bees have stung Martin Lawrence, but yeah, I've seen that trailer.
Dude, like Will Smith still looks like Will Smith, but that first scene, I was like, ooh, That's
Yeah.
kind of rough, bro.
He
Kind
is
of
storing the nuts for the winter.
rough.
But Now You See Me 3.
Now, this is the hilarious thing. I don't know of anybody else aside from you who actually likes that franchise. Aside from you and me,
Okay. I was gonna say, wait a minute.
because I really like that franchise. For some reason, I love it, and I really thought that thing was dead. But when I heard about that, I was like, this has to be a joke, because who in their right mind would green light Now You See Me 3, aside from, people like you and I. So I'm pretty damn excited. Anything with fake magic is always good. And anytime you have a movie with Morgan Freeman, dude, the only thing that you need is Christian Bale. Christian Bale is the only other
Ooh.
character that needs to be in that movie, and it's gonna be over already.
Because Isla Fisher's back for this one.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How is that? How are they going to explain that one?
Well, she was just, what are the, she
Now
just got kicked
you see
out.
her?
Yeah, she got kicked out of the group in the last one.
Yeah.
So now you bring her back. I don't know how
But
this
I
works.
like the last one. I like the last girl, though. I thought she was pretty cool. Like,
I'm blanking on
she,
her name right now, but yeah, the
yeah.
girl from Mean Girls.
Yeah, I thought she was really good. So I'm really excited about that one. You, again, aside from, can you think of anybody in our friend group that the moment we say, Now You See Me 3, they're like, oh my God, we gotta go
No,
watch it.
there's not even anybody I know, period, who's gonna be like, dude, they're making a Now You See Me. It's just you. It's like, I told Dennis this before, and I told this to other people. It's like when I was in the Philippines for my grandma's funeral, there was only like a certain amount of movies I had on my tablet before. One of them was The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, and the other one was Now You See Me. And yes, it's nothing but and Pitch Perfect. So I was watching nothing but magic movies. So, kind of into that, and they're crappily entertaining. It's like we've You and I have been fans of magic since we were kids. Like you still watch the Penn and Teller. I still
Yep.
watch all the magic specials every time when they come out. By the way, have you seen that Netflix magic prank show?
Yes, I have. Classic. I like it.
I like it, but I don't know if it's gonna be like sustainable for a long time.
No. It's 8 episodes and then that's it. That's the only thing you can do.
But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this. It's one of those things. I'm not gonna see it opening weekend, but I'll definitely check it out. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Anytime you have Morgan Freeman, acting like he's God, I'm good with it, dude.
Yeah.
So my question is, the first time around, Morgan Freeman was a bad guy, and then they were able to kind of do a little like a change, and Morgan Freeman was the good guy. Are we gonna see Harry Potter, and he's gonna be a good guy again? Now he's gonna be a good guy for number three, or is he gone?
What I want to see is if Woody Harrelson has a triplet and he ends up being the other, like another,
Bro, there it is. There it is.
it's like every time you add a Now You See Me, that's the number of Woody Harrelsons are in the movie.
I'm down.
Telling you, Hollywood writers were willing and available.
Yeah, willing, available, and we're willing to do it for cheap.
Yes.
And
The next thing we
writing as
have,
well.
yeah, the next thing we have is they're making a live action Monopoly movie.
Shut up. How? I mean, I know they were already doing a live action Uno movie. But I can't even think of what you would do with Monopoly. Like,
It'd be just like Wall Street. I really think that's, but like a funny version of Wall Street. So it's like, when you get sent to jail and you have to pay $200, it's
so
funny.
you get Dan Aykroyd
Oh my God. And Eddie Murphy?
and Eddie Murphy,
Okay,
and
wait, hold
basically
on.
do
I would watch that movie, dude. If they made a Trading Places Monopoly movie, I'd watch the hell out of that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, I don't care how old she is. long as she doesn't flash any booby.
Oh my God, that was Jamie Lee Curtis, wasn't she? Oh wow, okay, cool. Oh my
But yeah, I would see your versions of movies. I would totally watch, dude.
God. That's the only thing I can think of that would make that idea palatable. So
Yeah,
there
because
you go.
it apparently it's produced by Margot Robbie, but I don't know if that's gonna help or hurt anybody.
Okay.
So we'll
Okay.
have backing, it'll have support, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, we'll
Okay.
see. Who knows?
Yeah, okay, and I feel the next thing is literally geared towards you. Because we just talked about it a couple episodes ago. They are making a live action rated R adaptation of
Wait,
Teenage Mutant. What?
why does it have to be me?
Because it's
What
you.
is
Because
that
it's rated R.
rating?
Oh, because it's
Okay.
Naked Turtles. But it's Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
Oh God, dude, so much potential.
Really?
Yeah, so much potential. I think of like, think of I don't know what. Think of a was think of Equilibrium, but with Ninja Turtles, kind of like along those lines.
Can you just sell me movies, dude? I'm watching this movie, bro. Like, if Leonardo ever cut off somebody's face, like they were Taye Diggs, I would watch the hell out of that, dude.
There you go. Hey, I did not hear about that. I'm shocked that I did not hear about that. But so much potential. Two thumbs up for me.
Wait, who's the last Ronin again?
You want to know?
Sure. Is it a spoiler?
Yeah. Like you kind of don't in the story, you kind of don't know who it is until like maybe halfway through the movie.
Okay, yeah, don't spoil it for me then. I'll read it. I'll find a copy somewhere.
Gotcha.
Okay. Next thing we have is the crossover movie that everyone has been requesting. It's the G.I. Joe and Transformers movie.
But they did have that teaser, right? In the last,
Yes.
or the
Transformers
last
movie.
Transformers one, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same like world? It's going to be like Channing Tatum, like Jeju world, you know, or
No, from what someone has told me, or from what someone told me, but they're trying to base it more off the Henry Golding Snake Eyes universe.
oh, okay.
So like the Channing Tatum, The Rock movies are done and over and done with.
Okay.
And then this new version of Transformers, I guess, based in the, what is it, based in the 90s? Based in the 90s, because I remember there's Wu-Tang. But yeah.
So is it so it's going to be interesting because I thought not all of it, but I don't know if you ever watched Bumblebee, but Bumblebee was actually pretty decent. I thought that it was a pretty good movie. I didn't like the new one with with all the animals and everything, the Beast Wars one. But I thought that if they stuck with that kind of like the Bumblebee premise, I thought it'd be interesting. So it, you know, it's geared. I mean, who is geared to it? It's geared towards our age, basically. There's no one. I mean, what other generation is actually going to want to watch Transformers and G.I. Joe together,
Just
aside
us.
from just us?
Yeah. Because,
Yeah.
people who are born after the 90s aren't going to understand why the G.I. Joe and Transformers are always going to be so well stuck together.
Yeah.
Because, for us, it's growing up, those are the shows that were pretty much the shows and the toys that, they're not interchangeable, but they kind of go complement each other because they're both like Hasbro stuff. So, yeah, that's their thing. And then I think the next thing is literally just for you as well. I think you're the only person that's gonna appreciate it. But it's the Star Trek Origins movie.
How do I not know this? Like, do we have any actors involved in it yet?
No, they have a writer, but that's about it.
Oh God, so Star Trek Origin, so that means, ugh. I don't know, it could be good or it could be bad because, for those people who don't know, wow, sorry about that. For those people who don't know, there's been a resurgence of Star Trek lately. This is the most Trek on TV that we've seen since like the 90s. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. But when you're talking about origins, you're talking about this, the beginning of Starfleet. You're talking about the beginning of of like starships and everything. So I mean, they've done something along those lines, and it did not go really well. It's called Enterprise, and it lasted 5 years, and people pretty much poo-pooed on it. So I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, but as a big Trekkie, I'm always on board for seeing another
On board.
beaming up. Yes. I'm still gonna be saying okay, but I have to tell you just off the top of my head, I can't pitch a movie for you right now that would make me interested, because it really is just going to be really nerdy crap, and so I can't do anything for you.
Okay. The next thing we'll end up pretty soon here, but the next thing is they're making a remake of the 80s classic, The Running Man.
Your thoughts?
Starring Glenn Powell, who is the other guy in Top Gun Maverick. He was that guy.
He's the guy that he's the prettier
Yeah, he's a pretty guy.
guy, right? Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. I kind of get it because reality TV shows now are a lot more like there's just a ton of reality TV shows that people apparently watch, and me not so much, but I get like everybody who's into Squid Game, they can be like, oh, it's going to be like a different version of Squid Game. So there's a ton of potential for this. I'm personally not going to be I it depends on how, how campy they want to go with this. If they're trying to make it like a serious version, like when they try to make Total Recall serious, I'm not for that. But if they
Yeah.
try to make it like silly and, the game show where he's trying to, avoid being killed and then he kills everybody, that's kind of funny. I'd watch that.
Okay. Well, look, not I wouldn't call Running Man as one of the classics that I would think of every time I think of the 80s, but maybe I'd give it a pass. But again, kind of like Star Trek Origins, I can think of a pitch that would make me want to watch this movie.
Yeah. The second to last thing we're going to bring up is a brand new musical from South
Oh,
Park creators.
where is Lewis at
I
this
know.
point?
But at
Wait,
the same time,
you say South Park creators?
from South Park creators Trey Parker and
Okay.
Matt Stone,
Okay, I'm with you so far.
with music from Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Do we have a premise yet? Is it based on
No. I don't care. I'm in. No matter what,
Team
I'm in.
America 2?
Dude, if it's anything, I think pretty much anything musical from Trey and Matt, I'm down for. Like, I didn't think I was going to be interested so much in Book of Mormon until I actually saw it. And I was like, I don't know why I didn't see this earlier. This is one of the best musicals I've ever seen in my life. And, South Park the musical, or South Park the movie that, they said was a movie, but like we discussed many a time before, it's a musical
It's
and
musical.
it's some of the greatest music ever. Damn it. Now I just added a bunch of humorous songs to my playlist. Now I have to add
Yeah,
all the South Park songs.
who has that on streaming, by the way? I wonder if anybody does.
Paramount.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah, because Paramount has all the South Park stuff. They should have South Park the movie on there.
At least once a year, I still ask one of my students, I tell my students what the sound of a dying giraffe is. Because you gotta teach these kids.
How do you give it to them?
Wah.
I was gonna say, wah. Okay, and we'll go with the last one. There's a couple other ones that are kind of
I'm
interesting.
dying.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that are interesting, but this is for me the one that kind of hurts, and I don't know how I feel about this, is they're making, there's another, it's all just a bunch of remakes and sequels apparently, but a remake of the comedy classics, The Naked Gun, starring Liam Neeson.
I heard about this.
Yes.
And the only reason why I'm excited about it is because it seems like, at least from the interviews, it seems like Liam Neeson is taking this hella seriously,
That's
dude.
what I'm talking about. Okay, and here's the other thing is the director is one third of the group that you tried to use for your musical group when you made your movie. He's the third of the Lonely Island. His name is Akiva Schaffer. He helped to direct Andy Samberg's other movies, which I love, but nobody else watches. And if he does that kind of tone with Liam Neeson being serious, I'm all for it. My only issue is you didn't have to call it The Naked Gun. It could have been something else, but I think that's what's going to get more people into it, is because
Yeah.
it is The Naked Gun.
I
So I don't
mean,
know.
again, the question we asked a while ago, who is this directed towards?
It
Because,
seems like all of these properties are for 40-year-old men.
that name, like you just said, was the reason why they use that name so that people will know. But aside from us, who will remember Naked Gun?
Yeah,
You
like
know.
kids these days aren't going to be like, oh, they're making a new Naked Gun movie, because they weren't born when the last movie came out. It came out in 93, 94. So, yeah. Also, shout out to the say shout out to the original actor from Naked Gun that just passed away last week. I'm not going to name any names.
Wait, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, somebody just distracted me. I mean, am I supposed to guess who it is?
Yeah, he was that guy from The Naked Gun, and he didn't do anything else besides The Naked Gun, if you want to keep him as a good person.
Oh, you're right. He did pass away. So normally we would do an in memoriam, but
No.
no,
I
no.
mean, he was in The Naked Gun, so we'll give him that. That's about
We'll give him that. That's something that he did good,
it.
I guess. Is. Never mind. I was going to say something really racist, but we'll stop from there. Okay. I don't know what's going on with CinemaCon, and the con for cinemas, but man, whoever came up with this list, it's almost like they were like, okay, who spends the most money right now? It's any men over 40. Okay. Let's make a list of movies that they're going to watch. And that's the only thing that they decided to do, dude.
It's basically like, well, they did like a marketing survey, and it only hit up you and me. They're like, well, what does it look like? I don't care, because they are making an Aang the Last Airbender movie,
Yeah.
but
Look,
it's animated.
the only franchise that I can think of that they didn't hit up is like Revenge of the Nerds or something like that,
I
you
think.
know.
And I think eventually that's going to end. They're going to do that. They're going to do Police Academy. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Okay,
They're just
well,
going to listen to our episode, and they're going to be like, "Hey, we forgot about those franchises."
okay. Well, if you're listening to us, and if you really think that this is a great idea, please let us know which of these projects. Is something that you're excited about. Please let us know. If you want to hear older episodes, just like this one, you can hit up the two fanboys, onecasual.podbean.com. You can also take a look at our social media on Facebook, because you know we want our grandparents to be able to listen to our podcast. So if you want to take a look at the our really active page, take a look at two fanboys and a filthy casual. And hit us up there. And of course, H.
We have our Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Two Fanboys One Casual. And as usual, anywhere you find your favorite podcast, we are there as well. Thank you again for so much support. We talk about it where we're just like, oh, we do this a lot for because we enjoy doing this. We like spending time with each other and talking. But the fact that we get so much people who are giving us actual criticism or letting us know that, you know, our opinions are valid or heard, not valid,
Yeah, there you
but
go. There
our
you go.
opinions have been heard. It's very enjoying to me. And then sometimes I play video games Twitch. So yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Harold.
I'm not Lewis. Talk to you later.
Later.